You are listening to a digitally remastered class of HaRav Yochanan Zweig, Rosh HaYeshiva of the Talmudic University of Florida.
The most wonderful thing about Torah is, as much as you think you've worked things out, every time you go over the thing, if you're looking honest, there's a whole new vista and things that you mamish missed. That's infinite Torah. That's the greatest thing for us is to know, to understand and internalize the infinity of Torah. I guess the kasha that, I don't know why it never bothered me that much before, you know, Torah writes Ephron without a vav, chaser ksiv. That Ephron had this ra eye in his, wanted money, and grabs money. And Ephron, chaser ksiv. Like the Torah takes a letter out of his name to know that he was shady, or he was avaricious, probably. I understand that. Then please tell me why so many times the Torah says his name. There's so many extra times the name of Ephron appears here. It's just unbelievable. The whole thing keeps on being, okay, before he does the Avul, it's Ephron, talk to Ephron. But after Avram gives the money to Ephron, Chaser Vav, Vayokim stay Ephron. Mole again. Then we go to the end of the Parsha, by the burial of Avram. El Ma'oras Vayikbru Oso Yitzchok Vishmo Bonav El Ma'oras Amachpel El Stei Ephron. Again, and by the way, that's Ephron again, Mole. No, I'm sorry, that Ephron is Chaser. But again, it's the name. Who cares? What do you have to call Stei Ephron? The deal was done. Avram was 137 when Sarah was buried, when he bought the Maris of Machpel. He died at 175, which is almost 40 years later. We had the whole story. He put him into the Maris of Machpel. And another 150 years after this, the Torah tells us, this is Yaakov is saying, Ani Nesov Elami Kivros Yalvos Elma or Asher B'Stei Ephron. There it's Mole again. Asher Kona Avrom Es Asodem Es Ephron again. What is the pshat over here? Why do we keep on going back to the purchase that Ephron? We want to, the Torah already minimized the letters of his name to tell us he shouldn't, one would think that we should not be too enamored with him. So why 150 years later, Yaakov Avinu is reminding, we bought this from Ephron. Who cares? We all know there's a burial place for the Elvis. Put me into either Hevron, put me in Sodei Machpela. But why is it necessary for him to say, Amor Asher B'Stei Ephron Achiti? It constantly repeats things that don't have to be repeated. Especially we want here in great detail to learn how we bought it and who we bought it from. I mean, from extra vavs we learn whole halachas. We have, and here's a Russia apparently that we don't want to give him the full value of his name, and then we keep on talking about him. Sometimes even again with the full spelling of his name. Very, very difficult to understand. And then we have probably something even more unbelievable than this. Chazal say it, so there has to be a place in the psukim that's true. Vayan Ephron es Avram lemor lo Adoni Shmueni Eretz arba meus shekel kesev beinui ubein chamahi. What is this? What's $400 between the two of us? I think the simple pshat would be rich people. Between two rich, 200, what's $400 between two, or whatever, 400, between two rich people? Look at Rashi. Being shnei ohavim, between two lovers, like, what's going on? It must have been love at first sight. They just met that day. What's the pshat? Well, what's the pshat? What are Chazal telling? Where's the Av over here? Rashi says, Bein Shnei Oyavim. What is it going on here? Chazal say a very interesting thing. Avram Avinu in last week's parsha, Tzadikim Oysim Ma'at, Be Omrim Ma'at V'Osim Harbe. Okay, that, next year we'll talk about what that part means. Rishoyim, Omrim Harbe V'Afilu Ma'at V'Enim Osim. They promise a lot and they deliver not even a little. What's that? The raya from Ephron. Ephron started off by saying, Lo Adoni, Shmoini, Hasodin Asati Loch, Vamor Asher Bo, Lachon Asatil, Eine B'nai Amin Asatil Loch. I'm giving you this huge present. And at the end, he takes an enormous price for it. And therefore, Rishoyim say a lot, and they don't even deliver. I mean, I hear a Rosh does that privately, but nobody announces his rishus to everybody else. I mean, this he does in front of everybody in the city, makes this tremendous offer of a gift to Avram, and then he sticks him with the highest price possible. It doesn't make sense. I mean, the fact that a person's a Rosh doesn't mean he's crazy. It means that people, when they do that rishus, they pretend you're a friend, they take advantage. That could be. But to go ahead and publicly say, I'm giving you a present, and then overcharge for it? I mean, the person has some self-respect. I mean, remember, that someone probably, his name appears 10 times in the Torah. So we're not talking about here as somebody that's a nobody. Those are the questions that were bothering. Then we have this question here. Ger v'soshav anochi mochem. Tenuli achuzas kevri mochem. So Rashi says, what does ger v'soshav mean? Two problems over here. Ger v'soshav. Rashi says, I'm from another land. Medrash Agoda. Im tirtzi hareini ger. If you want, I'm a ger. V'im lav eyetoshav et lena min adin. She omar li HaKadosh Baruch Hu zarcha etein es ha'aretz hazos. I'll talk about the second. What's the first? I'm a ger. So, if he wants it, what? He's giving him a reason they shouldn't give it to him. What do you say, ger? Toshav. What he should go say? I'm a toshav here. I'm willing to pay for it, but if not, a toshav, I'll take it kedin. What is ger? Is not a reason they should do. Ger is a reason they shouldn't give it to him. What does it mean over here? He's saying something here. He should just say toshav anoichi. Which means I'm willing, I could take it, but I'm willing to pay a kesef boli. I don't want to have to come here with gevalt, with force. I'll pay for it. What is the tosha? So what is the ger part here? Ger is not a way you go. I don't give you a reason not to give me something. I give you, when I want to buy something, I give you a reason I want to buy. Even that you should sell to me. Even though I'm a tosha, I'm willing to pay with this. I don't want to have to pull it out. I want voluntarily, you'll give me what you want, whatever. But what's this ger part? What is he saying ger? And on toshav, you already have the kash of the, not my kash, it's, anybody reads it has the kasha. And that is, shomer li HaKadosh Baruch lezarcha etenis ha'aretz hazos. And therefore I can take it kedin. So the question is, when the royim of Lot and the royim of Avram were fighting, the argument went the following way. The Royim of Lot said, Avram, it's Avram's land, his only heir is Lot, and therefore we were allowed to graze in other people's lands. And they sold, and they didn't dispute that the Royim, it's Avram's and Lot would have a right, but they answered, we don't have it yet, we don't have it for another 400 years, or we don't have it till later on. He didn't get it yet. That was what the Royim of Avram answered the Royim of Lot. I'm not arguing whether maybe you're the heir of Avram. What they could have answered was, and they should have answered, is, but it's not Avram's yet. That's what they answered. It's not Avram's yet. And here Rashi says it is Avram's. And even Shvera there and here, Shomer lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu lezarcha etenes ha'aretz hazos. That's a pasuk in Vayera, when Avram is 75 going through the land, he told them, Lezarcha etenis ha'aretz hazos. A better pasuk would have been, an earlier pasuk, Avram's claim to the land, is the Bris Ben HaBsorim for two reasons. L'zarecha nosati esoretz hazos, Rashi says, amirosu shal kodesh b'keilu ha'asuyin. It was already done. Avram already got the land. That would have been a much better pasuk to bring than Hashem promised, I will give the land. The pasuk that Rashi brings is Avram is going through the land, vayera Hashem el Avram, vayera l'zarecha eten esoretz hazos. Avram wants it now. How do you know this is the Zarecha? Because Yitzchak's already alive. That's already the Zarecha Etain. I don't know. Maybe the Zarecha means you need a whole nation of people. He's claiming his right to take the land now because the Pasuk says, the Zarecha Etain Esoretz. A much better Pasuk would have been the Pasuk of Bris Ben Absorim, where it says, Nosati Hashem. I'm saying what Rashi, but I'm not telling what he didn't bring that Pasuk. He didn't say that Pasuk to the B'nai Ches. He's talking about his sense of Toshav. His sense of Toshav is not from the Zarecha Etain Esoretz Hazeh. His sense of Toshav is Nosati. And Rashi says in Bris Ben HaBsorim, which is 30 years, he was 70, 25 years before the Pasuk L'Zarecha Etain Esoretz Hazeh, so it's an earlier rite. But there it says it's already his. That would have been a much stronger raya than L'Zarecha Etain Esoretz Hazeh. So it's hard to read the psukim here. Then one more last kasha, just as you read. Pasuk Yud Zayin. He gives the money. Vayokim stay Ephra. Yes, that kasha. Asher b'machpela, asher lifnei mamre, hasoda v'amor asher bo. Vayokim stay Ephron, asher b'machpela, those words are even hard to translate, but they're totally redundant from the end of the sentence. And then, achri chen kover, in pasuk yotes, es sarishta el ma'ora sedei ha-machpela. What's happening over here? It's unbelievable. Just to read carefully the story here. What is Avram looking for? I have to figure out first of all, why is he going to B'nai Ches? If he already knows what he wants, he can go directly to Ephron. Why does he need to go to B'nai Ches, who figuli Ephron ben Sochar, introduce me? He knows what he wants, he's paying the full price, let him go over and knock on Ephron's door. I wanna buy something. But what is he looking for? Figuli Ephron ben Sochar, v'yitein li es ma'aras ha-machpela asher lo, asher b'tzei sodehu. What does he want to buy? Again, ma'aras ha-machpela, a cave. This is possibly, this is the first time he tells us what he wants. He wants the ma'aras ha-machpela. What's the ma'aras ha-machpela? Where is it? It's at the edge of Ephron's field. Asher b'tzei sodehu. B'kesef mole, I'm going to pay for it. What does he want to buy? What is he looking to buy? A cave. Give me, he's just telling us where the cave is. All he wants is a cave. Let's go now very through on. This is Ephron's response. Lo Adoni, Shmoeni, Hasoda Nosati Loch. I'll give you a present of the field. Hama'ora Shirbo Lachona Satia. He wasn't asking. All of a sudden, he's talking about other gifts. What is he talking here about the Sodda? Avram is coming to buy a Ma'ara. It's coming to buy a cave. You want to give me a cave for a gift? Fine. Why is he advancing? Why is he talking about over here, I'll give you the Sodda? Then later on, this is mamish unbelievable. This is Avram talking about. Vayedabrel Ephraim Bosnei Amor Tzlemer. Ach, imatolu shmoeni, nosati kesef hasodeh, kach mimeni. He didn't buy the cave, he bought the field. He bought the field where the cave was in, but it was a purchase of the field. He wanted a ma'ara. He wasn't looking for a field. He said, he made it two things, Ephron, I'll give you a field and a cave. And then at the end of the day, Avram bought the field. What happened over here? What's going on over here? And then later on, the Pasuk says, Vayokum stay Ephron. The Sodda that Ephron had now became his Sodda. shots like this. I shouldn't think a thing here. Yes, there's a lot of different stages here. Let's forget, one thing is, what does Avram want? What is Ephron adding? And what does Avram finally do? Avram had a lot of land. He's not short of places to bury a person. He has to have a lot of land. He had big holdings of sheep. He has big holdings of cattle. He needs water. So he has a lot of land in this. He's not looking for that. They thought he was looking for a place to buy, but he said to Nuli Achuzas Kever. He's not looking for a place to bury. He's looking for a cemetery. Achuzas Kever is a cemetery. In fact, the word Kever is probably a cognate to the English word cover. Covert, hidden. You know, burials, get them out of sight. Achuzas Kever is exactly the opposite. Something you have an achizin, something you have a hold, something you're connected to. What Avram wanted to do, let me just explain, is a very important yesod. What Avram wanted to do was create a cemetery. He wanted a separate cemetery. Why? Because normally, until now, when a person dying, he's buried, means his soul is going to a different place, his suit of clothing stays here, and we hide it, keep it out of the sight, but that's not where the person is. Avram wants to bury a person here because he's saying that a person that's buried here is connected here, and you can connect to the person that's here. You know, we do know there are some Jews go to Uman, some go to Meiron. What's the pshat? Because there's a feeling that you're in the presence of a tzaddik, there's a connection. I'll be mazbe with that later. But there's no question that we feel there's a connection. If you're over here, you don't have that. You have to be in the presence. But even before Uman and before Meiron, yet Yaakov Avinu did the same thing. Yaakov Avinu made a kever for Rachel Imenu, Rachel Mevaka Boneha, which means that if Rachel is not on Derech near Beis Lechem, she's not going to cry. Why? Because they're not connected. When you go past Rachel Imenu, we connect. If you go down, Rashi says the reason she was buried there, because when the Vuzadron would take them into Golus, into Golis, Rachel Mevaka Bonel. What does it mean? What they have to go there? They go on another path. She can't cry on the children. Terah says, when you come to Hebron, you're connected. You're connected to her. When you come to, you're walking by her on the way into taking to Golis by Nevuzadron, there's a connection, and it's more her crying. That's what Yaakov was doing. That's what he was explaining to Yosef afterwards. Al Pi Adibur, because the people had to connect to her. The Pasuk is telling us, Yaakov Avinu is telling us, that it's not Rachel Mevaka Bonel if you don't walk right by her. If you don't walk by her and you're not in her presence, it's not the same Rachel Mevaka Bonel. Shevet Gad, they have to be buried, Shom Chelkas Chokek Sofun, that he has to, because Moshe Rabbeinu is buried there, they're willing to give up their share in Eretz Yisrael because they want to be near the Rebbe. That's exact. They give up their because they want to be connected to Moshe Rabbeinu, which, by the way, is a very interesting thing. L'chayra, Moshe Rabbeinu is lo yod ish makom kvurasu. The Gemara says, you're standing here, he looks on the top of the mountain. You're standing on the top, he looks on the bottom. That's all true, but he's still there. In other words, if you stand in some other chelik, you don't see him on the top. If you stand on the top, you don't see him. It's only there. And the reason, if you see him on the top, he looks like on the bottom, that's just to define what Mises Moshe is. That's beyond today's discussion. That defines for them what Mises Moshe. But the only place you can connect to Moshe Rabbeinu, whether you see him on the top or you see him on the bottom, that's irrelevant. But the only place you connect is in the Chelik of God. That's why they wanted to be buried there. Not only that, even the bigger Chiddush, Stogei last week's year, Mechaper on the Avon of Baal Peor, Avon Ashitim, means he's connected to the place. Mises Moshe is connected to the Chatoim of the place too. There's an enormous value. This is the first one to create this reality, is Avram Avinu. He wants an achuzas kever, place that I can be connected to her. And therefore, ger is a very good reason. I don't want to be part of your ger, your stranger. Yeah, you may not want to sell it to me, but if you do, you understand it's not b'mivchar kvarenu. He's giving them a reason why they should create a separate place for him. He's giving them a reason why it should be a separate place, because he's a ger. He needs it should be separate, because he needs that if you go into a cemetery, which is not your, if you're not going into a Jewish cemetery, you're not, I'm not talking about be burying with going, cemetery with 5,000 or 10,000, 20,000 people, that's not a connection to the person. You need a place that's their place. So achuzas kever means I want a place that will be her place, not that she'll be absorbed in b'nei ches, and therefore it's most likely to be, it's most likely possible that that's going to be in, because I'm a ger. And if not, I'm going to take a kedin and I'll create my own achuzas kever. Which now understands why he has to go to b'nei ches. He can't buy. He can buy a place to bury Sora. But you know what? Then the city decides to expand. We're going to put a hotel over there. You know, either bury her under there, we throw her out. Achuzas kever means he needs the people in the city to designate this as a cemetery. Which means it'll be a permanent place of non-building that she has an address. Otherwise, as goes on all over the world, cemeteries, after a certain amount of years, you move the bodies away and then you move them to wherever you want. He needed an achuzas kever, and that Ephron cannot provide. He can't give an achuzas kever. He has to deal with it. And the whole time he's dealing with b'nei ches, because they are the only ones who can, the municipality is the only ones who can designate a place as a cemetery. And once they're promising that this cemetery will always remain a cemetery. And therefore there'll be an achuzas kever. That's what he wants. He wants them to be able to be connected to. And therefore, just so we understand how it goes to. Therefore, to answer the kasha, wait a minute, I'll take it bedin. It's not mine bedin. He's going to be later. No. It was the ownership of the land, Nosati, belonged to Avram now. It belonged 100% to him now. It's 100% his. Except they have a lease on the land, Ad Shilem Avon Amori, for 400 years, from Bris Ben Absorim, it's his today. Kvar Nosati Loch, I gave you ownership. But you know, you can buy a building, that you own the building, but there's pre-existing leases, and they have a lease on them. The Goyim had a lease on Eretz Yisrael, Ad Shilem Avon Amori, which is 430 more years, they had a lease on that land. And therefore, you can't graze in their land. What do you mean you're grazing in their land? The land doesn't belong to you. There's a leasehold. The ownership of the land is Takavram's. But the lease on the land, there's a tenant here who has the lease. You can't go, you're stealing from the tenant. That was what the Roye Avram answered him. Over here he's saying, good, they talk have a lease. But anybody who owns land has the right of eminent domain. You can take the lease as long as you pay for it. He's willing to pay. So Mamela, what he's doing over here is, he's the owner of the land, they have a lease, you can expropriate the lease, because a sovereign has a right to, every sovereign in every country has a right to expropriate land. The only thing is, you have to always pay. You can't do that, and that's what most of the eminent domain cases are. Are you getting fair value? But nobody disputes that the government doesn't have a right. The ultimate ownership of the land vests in the government. They can take it. They can take the lease also, but they have to pay for it. He says, I'm willing to pay for the lease. I'll buy out the 430 years. I'm willing to do that. That's what he's saying. There, the Shiloh was, they wanted to take it without compensation. They were just grazing. You're gotten of them. That's what the royal lay. But that doesn't mean that he didn't own the land. He didn't own the lease on the land. The lease on the land belonged to the Canaanim. He's willing to pay for that. So ger means I want an achuzas kever. I want it to be separate. And that's a good reason. You don't want to sell to a stranger? I can hear that. Then I'll take it. And I'll pay you. I'm not going to take it shalik adin. It's mine. I'll pay and I'll buy out your 430-year lease. I'll buy it and I'll take it. That's what he's saying. And that's why they're in all the negotiations. That was Avram's view. It's probably somewhere between the following things. You know, let me get to what Ephron is Machadish over here. And then we'll see, we have some examples in contemporary society of probably in between the two. What Ephron is saying, Avram, you want a place that they can come connect to Sarah. They can do that, but there's a much greater thing. You have to make a soda. Now let me give you an example of that. You know, there's many memorials. You go in the National Mall, there's all kind of memorials. Every place has many memorials. Every city has Lincoln Memorial. Everybody has memorials. You know, national figures have memorials. A memorial is like whatever, a place you go there, you feel, you live, you connect, or whatever I'm saying, what a person thinks is happening. Here, by us, it's a reality, but let's say people at least feel that feeling. You know, by Diana, just so you shouldn't, they made a memorial. But you know what Althorpe is? Althorpe is her family home for 500 years. They didn't, there's a burial plot for all her, for all the Spencer family, 500 years. There's a vault. She's on a separate island there, a separate place. It's not just a memorial, it's a whole place. And you come there, it's not just that you are, you know, Lincoln Memorial, you're thinking about Lincoln, but it has no real shaychus to Lincoln. You're going back to the natural place where she grew up, the place she lived, 500 years of history before that. It's a much deeper sense of connection. It's a much greater sense of connection. I think the statistics is they've left over 1 million bouquets of flowers over there, just so, however that was typhus. But you hear what they're trying to do? That's not a memorial. That's much greater than a memorial. A memorial is a place that you go there and you put a statue to the guy or something or a building and you know, you sit there and you can think about it. The time to think about, to contemplate what this person meant to the country or what he meant to you. When you go to a place and you make that the burial where the family was for 500 years, where she grew up and all her, you're already lit. That's a much, you understand, it's a much deeper sense of, I guess, Meiron, if tomorrow was the place where Shimon ben Yochai lived and learned for 13 years, I don't know if it is, but if that's the place, you understand, it's a whole different thing than just going to a kever. You're getting part of his life. It's identified. He studied here, he sat here with his son, and learned here for 13 years. If it is, I don't know. But if it is, that's a much greater thing than just a place that you go or just being next to. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, good, he was, okay, you're here, but that's not who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Just the fact that this is where he's buried, that's true. That's what Avram, and that's Rachel, that's where she is. But it's not more of a connection. What Ephron is saying is a Meshunadika thing. He is giving a new vision to Avram, an unbelievable vision to Avram. He's giving a vision to Avram. You have to do something greater than that. You have to have that she should become part of the land. That she should be a whole sod. It's not just a place where Sarah and Mara is a very prominent place. It would be beautiful, I'm sure, beautiful memorial. Today we probably only have that. We only have the Ma'ara, or the building on top of the Ma'ara. But it was a whole shetach of land over here. Probably most of the city of Hebron. That's a whole different thing. Which means, and it's called a soda. A soda means it's part of the natural topography. If you have a map of a place, not where, you know, just of the land place, fields, Yellowstone National Park. You're not going to have a memorial there. So it has to be part of the Mokum. It has to be part of the Eretz. You have to make a part of this. That's a much greater connection, which means you don't even have to only be there. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's looking down this place. He's looking here in this place. Sorry, man, who's here too. And again, obvious, all the others. Which means that no matter where you are in Eretz Yisrael, whenever Hashem looks down on Eretz Yisrael, He's looking down, it's an Eretz, a Sod. When you look down on the land, you're looking on all the Sodas too. On all the rivers, the Yamim, the Nahoris, you're looking, the Harim, the cities, you're looking at the Sodas. This is another Sod. He's giving Avram a whole new vision of what Maris Machpelah means, which means the others are part of the land. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts a din on Klal Yisrael, he looks down in Am Yisrael, they're here. Not when he looks down, when you're standing next to him in Chevron, or you're davening in Chevron, when you're in Tzfas, they're part of the national land. They're part of the whole land. They're part of the whole landscape. And Eretz is part of the landscape. It's a park. It's a little bit, I'm saying, it's somewhere, it's more than what they want to do. It's more, it's for sure more than a Mara. But it's not just what Althorp is. It's much more than that. It's not just a home and it's an ancestral home. That's, it's part of the whole countryside, Esodah. And for that, the Torah gives an enormous credit to Ephron. Ephron gave Avraham Avinu a vision and probably changed us, the Dairi Dairis. Everybody else is here. You go there, you can connect them. You want to daven, especially by the others, you jump into, you go over to Chevron and Kolev did the same thing. We have a history of being connected, but you got to go to where they are. You want to daven by Rachel Imeni, you got to go to Kever Rachel. But the idea of Esodah means when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking about Knesset Yisrael and judging Knesset Yisrael, they're part of Eretz Yisrael. No matter where you are in Eretz Yisrael, they are part of Eretz Yisrael. That's a huge vision. Shnei Ohavim. Do you understand the level of Ava to give when you... The kasha was, it's a business deal. A business deal is not Ava. Between two rich guys... What's $400? He's not saying between two rich guys what $400. He's saying between, I'm your Ohev, do you understand? Yeah, you offered to give me a present, but I'm giving you a whole vision. The money that I talked about, maybe I want to get paid, we'll see what his chesed with the money. But the vision here, when you give somebody a vision to expand his horizons, that's good for him, that's an Ohev. That's an Ohev. The fact that I'm giving up a valuable resource, doesn't mean I don't want compensation, but I'm giving you a vision as Avon. Rashi brings Chazal, it's Shnei Ohavim. There's an Ahava involved. When you are giving, and that's why Avram immediately buys into that Hasoga. It's a huge Hasoga. Avram didn't buy the Ma'ara. Avram bought the Soda. Kach Kesef Hasoda Kach Mimeni. I want to buy, I want this vision. I want that, it's like almost the city of Hebron. I'm buying a city. A city is already part of a country. It's part of the landscape of a country. That's what Avram bought, and that he bought in as a, because he bought into the vision of Ephron, and in the merit of the vision of Ephron, for hundreds of years, every single time Yaakov Avinu is saying, I not only want to go into Kever Ovis, I want to go into the Sod Asher Kan Avram, which means I want to be part of the whole landscape of Eretz Yisrael. That's a whole different thing. And we give him constant credit by the burial of Avram, by the burial of Yaakov Avinu, because for hundreds of years, this we have in the Schus of Ephron. Avram did not have that vision. That Avram was looking for Ma'ara. That's all he was looking for. And a Ma'ara has a chashiv, as we said. It gives a person a place. And we know all through the Dairis it worked. Even in the Torah, we have many other places. But Chevron is different than all the other places. Chevron is a sod. Chevron is a whole geographical area that is part of the, it's Eretz. I think it means it's part of Eretz Yisrael. And like it's part of the whole land. It's part of the whole country. As opposed to just being a memorial. A beautiful, large memorial. It's a whole different Hasoga. And for that, we always forever indebted to Ephron. It's, what do they mean over here? So here on one hand, it's Shnei Oyavim. Explain why he's an Ohev. When you give a person a Hasoga that to build up, and you're doing him a favor. Who's the beneficiary, or the real beneficiary of this favor is Avraham Avinu. He's giving him a whole new Hasoga, how the Ovis Olam will impact on all future Jewish history. That's a huge vision and a huge gift to them. So that part is the Ohev. What was the chesaron over here? I'm going to do it for nothing. And all of a sudden he takes money. Ephron was very smart. Unbelievably smart. Ephron knew that it's going to, all through all Jewish history, it's going to be say Hasoda Shirkana from Ephron. He knows appreciative people will always do that. He understood that. He's going to get a tremendous cover from this. There's going to be a huge plaque on the city of Hebron, Ephron Gardens. A huge plaque. This was donated by the friend and the lover, the one who gave the vision to our Holy Father Avraham Avinu. I was thrilled with that covet. He's going to get tremendous. He has covet. He's willing to do this for the sake of covet. He wasn't looking for money, but he was looking for covet. When he gets money already, he didn't expect that we'd still give him covet. Then I want to get paid in full. If I'm going to get covet, that's a wonderful, covet is a tremendous payment. He would have taken nothing. He wasn't lying. And everybody there in the city knew he meant nothing amiss. He gave Avraham a vision. He'd be happy to be for nothing. He doesn't have to tell Avraham Avinu, make sure I get some type of plaque, because he knows that's what Yid is going to do. There's no question about Toivu. When you do him a favor like that, there's going to be recognition, and he gets recognition, for all of time. He has recognition, the Nitzchi is the Torah, and he knows that's what's going to happen. But when Avraham insisted on paying, it's not going to be a plaque. You gotta pay me in full. That's the pshat over here. He's an ohev because he's given him a vision. The fact that he wanted to get some type of covet, that's okay. That's nothing wrong with that. That's nothing wrong with that. You give an ohev a vision, so he's of you back, and he's going to give you covet back. That's just an exchange of av. I'm giving something extra for him, and he'll do something. But when Avram insisted on paying, then Avram made it back into a business deal, then I want a full price. Why a full price? Because he was sure. I guess everybody measures by themselves. When you pay for something, then it's not a gift. I'm not giving them any covet already. I paid for it. And that he was wrong anyway. And there was a ra'ayin in there. There was a huge chesor. I guess it means he also didn't appreciate that he could have still gone easy on the money and relied on the fact that Avram would do the right thing. That's the pshat in the psukim here. Avram went and bought the sasa. A sod asher kana Avram. It's interesting. He wasn't looking for a sod, but the whole field, there was the sod asher. And then the pasuk says it later and again. If you hear it even better. Vayokum stay Ephron asher b'machpela asher lifnei mamre. The machpela becomes the characteristic of the sod. It's not the sodde, and there's a sodde, and there's a cave in there. The whole sodde has the characteristic of Stei HaMachpela. The whole sodde has a characteristic of the Machpela. This is the place where the Avos Olam are. This is the place where the Arba Zugas are. The whole sodde means that the part of the terrain, part of the landscape of Eretz Yisrael is this. Sod Asher Machpela. That is Chiddush is Ephron's. That's an enormous toive to us because that means every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down in Eretz Yisrael, he's looking down at our Avos too. Not when he's looking at Hebron. When he looks at Eretz Yisrael, that's part of Eretz Yisrael. Wherever you are in Eretz Yisrael, that's a chativa achas of Eretz Yisrael. Mela, now we understand both, firstly, for Avram, for sure. He brought the pasuk, and the reason he wants the sorry menu here is for the sake of the children. The zaracha, he wants that the children should have a say. The ikker vort that he wants to be able to connect is not for himself. He wants that for the children. That's why he brings the pasuk, the zarcha. The fact that it's his, nosati, was given to him today, that's not what he's looking for. He's a tosha, but he's explained the reason I want it is so my children should be able to be connected. And by the sada also, the reason he wants this, so that klal yisrael, the doiri doiris, the children are going to have a shaychus. That's not for Avram. But he understood that for the children, it'll be a tremendous mila that the others are part of Eretz Yisrael. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu judges Eretz Yisrael. When he makes a din against Eretz Yisrael, he's judging the others too. That's probably even without being Stei Machpel. But Stei Machpel just means the whole thing is, that's even in Morris HaMachpel. But Stei HaMachpel means that it's mamish part of the whole landscape. It's a much greater covet. And it's also, it's a defining part, it defines the Metzias of Eretz Yisrael. And the middle, that's a huge toiva that we owe Ephraim. So I think we answered, the major kashas were like this. We answered that Ephraim, we answered that Avram wants, he's the owner, but he wants something that the other should have a present. Burial, especially here, you would think that being buried, they're going straight to Gan Eden. This is just where the suit of clothing is. No. He's looking for a memorial. He wants an Achuzas Kever because a Jew coming to this place is connected to the others. Yaakov did, what Klaiser wants from Moshe. The hischatzus of that is in the Parshas Sor. When Ephron added an unbelievable thing, he changed the whole hasug of Avram Avinu, that's not enough. You can make it part of the whole land. We can make it, it's not just a memorial, you're part of the environment. They're mashpil in the whole environment. It's part of the land. Say a little bit, it's what they're trying, what they try to do, or they do, by creating a whole island and a 500-year-old ancestral state. That's a whole different visit than just going to a place that they make some kind of statue. Oh yeah, let me think about him here. And you're actually putting yourself in the environment. He's making the Ephron is created a reality that Avram bought into. It's part of the whole reality of Knesset Yisrael. It's a Meshulandik understanding of the effect that the Ovis being here, Kodesh Baruch Hu is, they're here, they're part of the din. I think, by the way, when you go to the kever, to daven, the Pshat is saying, just that we should understand this also, Hashem looks down, you're davening kever rochel. I'm looking at the minion you're with. Just like the Chassam Sofer brings in Shulchan Aruch, you know, the minion you're with, that's din on the minion. I think he says, the mildly brings davening in Dalet Amos of a Tzaddik. The Pshat is, if you're in Dalet Amos of Rachel Imenu, that's an enormous, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking at her. If she'd be in Shemaim, he's not looking at her. He's looking at you. He's looking at her, and you're part of that Chabura. That's the effect of davening in the place of Tzaddik, and that's the effect of going to Meiron. It's being in the place, that's by being by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Shevet God. It's, you're in the place. Yaakov of Klal Yisrael by being next to Rachel. All Klai Yisrael, he's looking at her, and she's there. I mean, you see, she's looking too, and she's connecting to us differently also. That's in the Dalet Amos. And Chevron is a whole new Hasoga. Chevron is, that's part of the Metzius of Eretz Yisrael. That's part of the whole, you don't have to be connected only by being there. Sadna da'arachadhu. So, you know, like in Halacha, that land is connected, and since this is part of the landscape, wherever you are, is a connection to the Ovis. Good job.